Star 94.1.
What the Florida? Because the Sunshine State just does not have the brightest criminals. But I am a proud Floridian. These are my people.
This is how Jen bonds with those cousins that she left behind when she moved to the great north state of Georgia.
I miss you, cuzzies. I miss y'all so much. Now let's head down to Pasco County where I can introduce you to one of those cousins. Robert Houston is his name.
Bobby.
Bobby is probably what they call him in the neighborhood.
They probably call him Pasco Bobby.
Bobby got really, really mad when his daddy told him a story. So for whatever reason, Bobby was sitting on the front porch waiting for a pizza delivery and his dad went out to walk the dogs. When his dad got back, they started a conversation on that front porch about the day that Bobby was brought into the world. And that day, his father helped deliver him at birth.
I can understand how that topic could come up because you are expecting a pizza to arrive. And then dad thinks, I was once expecting a child to arrive. Let me tell you a tale.
This child, now 33 years old, became so enraged at the story that he shoved that pizza in his daddy's face.
Oh, no. Waste of a pizza.
What the Florida? Investigators say they found a slice of pizza on a chair. Cheese and sauce was all over that front porch. And two other relatives corroborated the dad's story. So that's when Robert Houston was booked on Thursday and is now being held on bond. Thank you.
He popped Papa with a Papa John.
Thank you to Kim Wiley, another Florida native, and another not-so-cool kid, Linda Tillum, for sending me this What the Florida story. Oh, these are my people. Y'all want another one that has to do with food?
Always.
This one came from not-so-cool kids Tony Wilbert and Meredith Wilkes, who found this story and sent it right to me. Thank you. Because we're going to head to Tampa, not too far from my hometown, where you'll meet Dana Seltzer of Lake Worth, who was arrested following reports of a domestic disturbance on Wednesday night. What, you say, caused said domestic disturbance?
Blooming great.
That's right. She wanted a bloomin' onion. So she started talking to her parents about how she wanted a bloomin' onion. And her parents...
onions are so good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ooh, especially that special sauce they give with you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of salt in there. Plump you up real good. But it's delicious.
Apparently, this woman, age unknown, but by the looks of her mugshot, in her 20s somewhere?
Right.
Threw a temper tantrum and attacked her parents after they refused to take her to Outback Steakhouse.
You know I can't drive myself after the DUI. Just take me.
She was arrested after she flipped over a glass dining table. There was broken glass scattered throughout the area in the home. And then her father says that he tried to intervene when she was punching her mother and flipping over this glass dining room table. And that is the time when Dana grabbed a large kitchen knife and ran towards her father saying, I'm going to kill you. But her father was able to wrestle the weapon away. So Dana is charged with one count of simple battery, one count of battery of a person 65 or older, and two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, all because of a bloomin' onion.
Worth it.
What the Florida?
Don't disagree.
What the Florida? And
I mean, I'd flip a table for a good potato skin. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all got our weaknesses.
And finally, let's head to Collier County, Florida, to meet a woman named Lita. Lita was riding around her neighborhood on a tricycle.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Like a kid's tricycle, or
like
is this like a
kid's tricycle?
All right.
Now, she is a grown woman.
Had to pedal fast.
Age unknown, but by the look of the mugshot, I'd guess in her 50s.
The science behind how fast you have to pedal to make that move.
You know how many times your knees hit the handlebars, too? Mm-hmm. That's just frustrating.
Not how sure how fast she was going, but she was allegedly riding her tricycle and pointing the plastic gun at all kinds of people on Saturday. At one point, She went up to the mail carrier, pointed that fake gun right at him, forced him out of his truck, and made him give her a package. And then Lita rode off on the sidewalk
with
on
the package?
Her tricycle.
With the package under her?
With the package.
Great.
I feel like that's a perfect Instagram post from a mailman. Like, just get her with the sunset right behind her, too. Hopefully the lighting's just right.
And hope she gets on just enough of an incline yes. that gravity takes over and you can't stop.
Lita eventually was arrested by deputies. Now, she told those deputies that she was God and she heard voices in her head that told her to do such things. The package has now been returned to the victim.
I feel like if God was doing stuff like that, he would put you on one of those big wheels. I'm just saying.
Or at least a scooter.
Yeah.
What the Florida? Wasted away again in Margarita. Yes, I am. Across a crazy story out of my home state of Florida, please pass it along to me. Jen Hobby at star941atlanta.com.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.